expectation for ROSE, ROSE, CRIMANDO, CRIMANDO, April 24, 50, address affiliated to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, 875-5169, excuse me, 5968. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow-up for Mrs. CRIMANDO, who has liver transplant and progressive renal failure, probably from exposure to cyclosporin. Last visit here in May, she follows at University of Michigan for the transplant problem. A few days back, increased shortness of breath edema, uses a walker. She canceled her eye appointment on Friday. Weight at home around 176. Test to be doing salt and fluid restriction, 2 meals a day without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Was feeling lightheaded. She denies chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea. Denies the use of oxygen, norphopnea, PND, no fall. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. For her transplant, cyclosporin, university decreased it 2 months ago to presently 25 twice a day. The only blood pressure medicine is Norvasc. She takes no beta blockers. Today, blood pressure 122.70, weight 171, pulse was 42. Saturation on room air 97%, alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, minor JVD, lungs are clear, I see some arrhythmia, bradycardia with question 2-in-1 by Gemini, I see 2 normal beats, 1 early, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, no gross edema, no gross focal deficit, she's alert orientation 3. Next paragraph, chemistry is July, creatinine 2.2, slowly progressive over time, present GFR 23, stage 4, normal electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH elevated 240, anemia 10.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, progressive over time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Likely from cyclosporin toxicity over time. Next number, liver transplant on cyclosporin, University of Michigan, clinically stable. Next number, severe bradycardia, needs evaluation, EKG, emergency room, she's symptomatic. Lightheadedness on standing and walking. We brought her to the emergency room as we speak for further evaluation. Next number, normal electrolyte, acid base. Next number, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next number, elevated PTH. Down the road, we will start vitamin D125. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. Update iron studies, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, previously thrombocytopenia, mild, without evidence of bleeding. All issues discussed with the patient. She is agreeable to go to the emergency room. End of dictation.